It's Food Friday. Today, a look at that one food that's been there for us through grade school, lunch meetings, and more, the sandwich.
Some people might think that they know all there is to know about sandwiches, but there's actually a bit of controversy about what a sandwich actually is. For example, is it a hot dog? Or is it a sandwich that has two slices of bread? Could pizza be a sandwich?
Thankfully, we have someone here to help demystify the sandwich and tell us how to make better ones. Andrew Hutchinson is the owner and head baker at Madison Sourdough, a bakery and patisserie in Madison. Andrew, thanks a lot for joining us here in the studio.
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know if there's a definitive answer, but I want to hear your perspective on this. What makes a sandwich a sandwich? Is a wrap a sandwich? Is a hot dog? Where do you draw the line?
I say you need to have at least two. Well, you need to have bread. Mm-hmm. And for me as a baker, that's where I would draw the line. I think traditionally a sandwich is, you know, people use it in the context of putting things in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. Sandwich between two pieces of whatever. However, I do think an open-faced sandwich has become part of the regular menu on a number of restaurants, and so I feel that the open-faced sandwich is still a sandwich.
And according to the USDA, a sandwich is a, quote, a meat or poultry filling between two slices of bread, a bun, or a biscuit. It's a technical definition. And we heard yours, in particular here, the fillings. They said meat or poultry filling. Do you have a unified theory of sandwich fillings?
I think you could put anything between two pieces of bread and it's a sandwich.
So do you agree with that definition by and large?
No, because I'm mostly a vegetarian. But
yeah, I have to agree with you there. I thought meat or poultry, what's a cheese sandwich? Like a grilled cheese, which we'll talk later.
Absolutely.
And one thing that I always find is that sandwiches are always better when somebody else makes them. But we can maybe get a little more advanced than that. Since you're an expert in breads in particular, talk about what you look for in the right bread for a sandwich.
I think it depends on the type of sandwich you want to make. You know, a deli sandwich where all the ingredients are cold. I prefer something that's a bread that's a little bit softer, easy to bite through so that you don't push the ingredients out the sides of the sandwich. Whereas a hot sandwich, the bread tends to be crispy yet give a little bit. So I think you have a little bit more, a little more wiggle room there. So a traditional sandwich style loaf of bread, meaning something baked in a pan and it's really uniform, I think works great as a cold sandwich. When I make something that's hot, I really prefer something that's nice and crusty and has a little more interesting texture to it.
It seems like fashions for bread have changed with sandwiches. I've noticed in the last few years that it has been softer bread, whereas I feel like maybe in the early 2000s, it was always really crusty things that tore up the roof of your mouth, which I think maybe is why the change happened. But do you think that was a good thing, or is there still a place for that really kind of craggy bread?
In some circles, I say that when your mouth is getting torn up by the crust of a bread, to me, that's a sign of a good loaf of bread in a way. So I'm a little bit biased towards that. However, you know, if I'm eating a submarine sandwich and it's, you know, on a French style baguette, if the crust is too crispy, too sharp, it's not really all that pleasant to eat. So something softer, but still crisp. You can still make something that's crisp, but has some give. So it's a little bit of a delicate balance, especially on the baking end of things. You know, my experience, 3 minutes too long in the oven is sometimes enough to kind of push it in that dangerous realm, if you will.
It is Food Friday. We're talking about building a better sandwich. Andrew Hutchinson is with us from Madison Sourdough. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to sandwich? What do you pack for the kids at school? What do they like the best? What do you want to give them? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We have some recipes you sent along, and one that I want to try. You've got a great grilled cheese sandwich with you know, my kids like the white bread and singles, Kraft singles type of cheese sandwich. Yours is a little fancier than that.
It is. Definitely a grown-up's grilled cheese, but I think the kids will certainly love it. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and grilled cheese is my go-to quick meal when I don't have time to cook something more elaborate. But the recipe I have here is just sort of a basic grilled cheese. I think that the key is one, a good loaf of bread, something that has a little bit of chew, a little bit of heft to it, that so that it holds up when you're cooking it. And then the type of cheese you're using. I really like the problem with aged cheeses, they are great on flavor, but they tend to be grainy when you heat them up. And so what you want to do is have a blend of two cheeses, one that's young, a little bit softer, creamier with a higher fat content, and then something that's aged. So you're kind of boosting the flavor with an aged cheese and improving the texture with something that's a little bit younger. So in this recipe, just to kind of fancy it up, you know, an aged cheddar, 2 to 5 years, and then a brie cheese, which is going to give you that really kind of luscious, silky mouthfeel.
And what do you like for the crust when you grill that? So there's different ways you can do this. You can butter the bread itself. I've seen a recipe from Ruth Reichel where she puts mayonnaise on it and then Parmesan cheese, and that's another similar way to go, and lots of different styles. What do you prefer? What's your favorite?
I think just a good quality unsalted butter, and I just butter the outside of the sandwich, and then I just put a little bit of cooking oil or olive oil in the pan just to kind of just for an even heat distribution, and then putting the sandwich directly on that oil, you're going to get a really good crispy sear on the first side. I recommend starting out quite hot and with a pan that holds a lot of heat, such as cast iron. And then when it's nice and brown on the first side, flipping it over, turning the heat down and letting it crisp up, but it'll cook a little bit longer, allowing that cheese to really melt and kind of become part of the sandwich.
So brie and aged cheddar. And let's name names when it comes to bread. You said something good, kind of chewy, but like what kind of breads would we be shopping for here?
Well, I'm obviously biased towards Madison sourdough. by and large, when someone asks me about, you know, making a grilled cheese at the farmer's market, I always steer them towards a bread that we make called miche, which translates as mixed. And it's a mixed grain sourdough. It's a blend of locally grown wheats and ryes. Has a very rich flavor that goes well with basically all things. And the texture on the bread is really nice. It's got a crust that is quite thin and very dark and crispy, and then the interior is very large. It's actually a loaf of bread that is baked quite large, and we sell it in more or less hunks, and you can buy it in a whole loaf, half loaf, or a quarter loaf. And I just feel like texturally, for me, it is the ideal bread for a grilled cheese sandwich.
I want to talk through another one of your recipes here. It's a pan con tomate. When we're in tomato season now, we're getting these delicious heirloom tomatoes. Walk us through that one. How does that one come together?
Sure. Yeah, this is, you know, when it comes to sandwiches, I like keeping it really simple. This is certainly one that is going to push the definition of a sandwich. It's open face. So this is a kind of a classic plate that you would get in a Spanish tapas bar. And basically, it's a thick cut piece of bread, fried on both sides till it's very crispy in olive oil. And then you take a really nice ripe tomato, you cut it in half, and then you just the crispiness of the bread acts as a kind of like a microplane or like a grater to the tomato. So as you rub the tomato, the cut side of the tomato on the bread, it kind of creates a sauce, like a pulpy sauce on the slice of bread. I add a little bit of salt to that, and then like a really nice like aged cheese such as like pecorino or manchego to be more traditional. And then if you want to indulge even further, you know, a couple slices of prosciutto or serrano ham, and it's just it's really fabulous, and it'll take you less than 5 minutes to make.
Wow.
I could see that being a great appetizer. On the other end, I could see sitting down and eating enough of those to make a meal. That one could go either way, couldn't it?
Absolutely. One of those, two of those with a, you know, a nice kind of veggie salad is enough to sustain me on any given night, for sure.
So it's interesting you use the bread as sort of a microplaner to smush down the tomato and get this sort of sauce. Are there any other similar recipes like that where you use the bread and you kind of rub stuff? I know garlic you can do that with, right? You can kind of get a nice garlic wash over the bread.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that so much, but that'd be a really good way for, to make a nice kind of quick garlic bread in a way. Just thinking it off the top of my head, but to do the same method with the bread, frying it in olive oil and rubbing it with a fresh clove of garlic would certainly impart a very strong garlic flavor, but then topping that with some nice Parmesan cheese would be, you don't even have to turn your oven on. You can have garlic bread without an oven. So
it's pretty tasty.
And now I'm just in my head, I'm like thinking of all the things I could try. You could try like a banana and like grate it on and then put on some peanut butter. That'd be really good, right? Yeah. I mean, not with the garlic. Or the tomato. It's its own thing.
You know what?
Thing.
Maybe you should leave this to the pros, Rob.
Well, no.
I'm not sure about
tinkering.
This banana
It's the great
sandwiching.
American experiment or spirit of invention.
I'm glad you brought up the peanut butter and banana.
Which is a great combo.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite pieces of toast. So now we're kind of getting this kind of, is it toast?
Right.
Is it sandwich territory? But you can do a lot of things with that same method. So
we're talking with Andrew Hutchinson right now, owner and head baker at Madison Sourdough, about sandwiches for this week's Food Friday.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. How do you define what a sandwich is? Do you have a favorite sandwich that you like to make for a meal, take to work, pack for school, maybe a favorite picnic sandwich? How do you dress up your sandwiches? What is your favorite condiment for your basic sandwich? I've got a zucchini relish that I put on just about everything. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post and find some recipes on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're picking up the conversation about sandwiches for this week's Food Friday. Andrew Hutchinson, owner and head baker at Madison Sourdough, is telling us how we can up our sandwich game.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is the best sandwich you've ever eaten? What is the best sandwich you ever made? What is your secret to a great sandwich? Or do you have questions? You make it yourself. It's not so good. It's missing something. Maybe our guest can help you out with some inspiration. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Find some recipes while you're there.
And we'll go to our callers. Now we've got Stephen on the line first, joining us from Madison. Stephen, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I was just calling in to say that I make a really simple sandwich, but it's killer every time. And I just roast some vegetables in the oven. So I just turn on the oven, toss them with a little bit of olive oil. It'll be peppers, onions, maybe the squash or zucchini if I have something like that. Throw some garlic cloves on there. And I just roast it for 20 minutes, and then I put it on a really crusty baguette. Sometimes I'll mix a little bit of cream cheese with, like, if I have some roasted red pepper or something like that, and it's just a delicious sandwich.
It does sound really good. Roasted veggies on a sandwich. And is this open face, Stephen, or do you have the two pieces of baguette?
No, I like it with the, I like doing it almost like a sub sandwich, but it's just the vegetables and cream cheese inside.
I like that. I might steal that, Stephen. Thank you for that. What do you think, sandwich expert? Do you like that one?
Yeah, it sounds delicious. In the summertime, I'm always thinking about ways to not heat up my kitchen. Some grilled vegetables as well would be really tasty.
Oh, yeah. Just to get them on a skewer, grill them up, and dice them up and put them on the sandwich.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Stephen. That sounds great. We'll go next to Nancy with us in Madison. Nancy, hi.
Hi. So I have a sandwich that's very odd, but I've been eating it since I was a little girl, and it's peanut butter, cucumber, and mayonnaise.
That, yes, I was just talking about this during the break, Nancy. I am on board with you. Peanut butter goes with any kind of sandwich. I do cheese and onion and lettuce. Do you get weird looks like I do when you put this together?
Everybody I tell says, ugh. But
do they try it?
No, but my whole family loves it now. And someone taught it to me when I was about 10, and I've been eating it. I'm older, and I've been eating it, and it's best if you can do it on a good rye bread, too.
Yep. I am so 100% on board, Nancy. You and I are opening up a restaurant and probably closing that restaurant in a couple of months. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. I mean, there are weirdos out here like me and Nancy, but experimenting with different ingredients can be a lot of fun on sandwiches.
Absolutely. There's the risk is very low and the reward can be very high.
So, Andrew, what is your kind of out there fringe, you're feeling kind of crazy sandwich?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think I probably stay within the bounds of, you know, what's somewhat normal. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really thinking of something really off the top of my head. But, you know, you can – my whole philosophy with a sandwich is not to just – I don't want to put too much on it. Often I might go out to eat and the sandwich has 9 ingredients on it and it's just going to – it becomes sort of a mess.
What about the trend of putting a soft cooked egg on top of whatever sandwich it is? I bet Rob would do that on
all
his peanut
butter. All over that. Yeah. I love it.
I knew it. Do you like the egg trend?
I put a lot of eggs on my grilled cheese sandwiches. Yeah. I think a nice soft cooked egg. I like putting it right in between and cooking it with the sandwich. But I think a fried egg makes a lot of things just taste a little bit better. And also, you know, in my household, it's a really great way to get some protein. So,
right.
Yeah.
We're talking to Andrew Hutchinson, owner and head baker at Madison Sourdough, sharing his love of sandwiches and his advice. We've got some recipes on the Central Time Facebook page. Call in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. One more recipe you sent us, Andrew. What to do with the leftover chicken? You've got a chicken salad sandwich. So what's the key to a good chicken salad?
Well, there's some debate whether you want to put like fruit and stuff in your chicken salad. I prefer a chicken salad that's maybe on the slightly sweeter end. So in this recipe, using whatever chicken you have left over after, you know, roast chicken dinner, I like putting diced apples, cranberries, toasted pecans. We actually serve something like this or really similar at our cafe. And, you know, some kind of fresh herb in this recipe, thyme, but it could be, you know, rosemary, oregano, just something to give it a little bit more, you know, a little, I don't want to say spicy, but nice herbal element to it. And then a mayonnaise. If you can make your own mayonnaise, I think that's better. But you can certainly pull one out of a jar. So,
well, that sounds yummy. And again, that recipe with all those others is up on the Central Time Facebook page. And we go now to Brianna in Wausau. Brianna, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I was just calling in because you're talking about sandwiches. And when I was little, my nana used to make me fried egg sandwiches, where it was just an egg fried up, put on white bread, and covered in ketchup. And it's still the only way that I can eat them. And my nana's passed on now, but I always get reminded of her when I eat those fried egg sandwiches covered in ketchup.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad to me. I'm a ketchup lover, too. And with eggs, everything goes. I think everything works there. Less controversial to me than your weird peanut butter sandwiches,
true,
Rob.
True.
Andrew, what about that? A simple fried egg, bread, and ketchup.
Yeah, I think it sounds great. You got your sauce, you got your egg, and the bread. And it's just such a simple sandwich. I love when a food or a dish like that kind of reminds you of, you know, maybe someone who's passed or reminds you of your childhood in a way. So I was just making little egg in a basket sandwiches for my kids the other day, and it was one of the first things I actually learned to cook. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. So.
Is that like toad in a hole? Egg in a basket?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You tear the center out of the bread and fry the egg in it? Is that what you're thinking?
Correct, yeah. And then you flip it over and you kind of have like toast and a fried egg.
Yeah, I like making that once in a while. It's hard for me because I don't like the yolk too runny. It's hard for me to get the yolk unrunny. Or do you like the runny yolk?
I like the runny yolk, but my 4-year-old does not. So I have learned just to, you know, cook it longer. Mm. Yeah, so...
Weird from a Promveer on Facebook. Promveer writes, my tuna sandwich never tastes as good as in the restaurant. Do you have any tips? Any ideas for jazzing up a tuna sandwich? Could you fruit in that like you do with a chicken salad?
When I do a tuna salad, I tend to steer more in the Mediterranean direction. So some nice olives, some good herbs, like such as a fresh oregano, but don't go overboard because oregano is very strong. And a good quality tuna. So something that is maybe kept not in water, but in oil. So you're going to have a little bit, it's going to have a slightly different texture to it, and just a little bit less watery. And then just as in the chicken salad sandwich, if you can make your own mayonnaise, I think that's definitely preferable. You'll just get a lot more flavor out of the sandwich.
And what about what you serve on the side? So most of the times that's going to be potato chips, I guess, unless it's a diner kind of thing and you get French fries with it. What do you like on the side with a sandwich?
I like a side salad with a good punchy vinaigrette, especially if the sandwich is has, you know, kind of fatty, such as a grilled cheese sandwich, which is basically, you know, butter, bread, cheese, butter, or bread, butter. So it's nice to have something acidic to kind of cut that and kind of refresh your palate. So,
and what if we want to upgrade our sandwiches starting tomorrow, what are some good ingredients we want to have around that goes with a lot of things? You've mentioned fresh herbs a couple times. Other things you like to have around just to add a little zest, a little extra something?
Sure, yeah. That's a good question. The good cheeses, so like I said, a soft cheese, a hard cheese, fresh herbs I think are just good to have in your pantry in general, and they're pretty easy to grow too at home, so they're pretty abundant. Let's see here. I think if you can, like I brought this up again, but making your own mayonnaise, it keeps pretty well. So having that on hand is always helpful. And obviously having a good loaf of bread. So I spoil myself with bread on a daily basis, but I do think that having that good quality loaf in your kitchen is very versatile, and you can use it in a number of different things, but sandwiches first and foremost.
Andrew, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Andrew Hutchinson is owner and head bread baker at Madison Sourdough, joining us on Food Friday to talk sandwiches. And you can find a bunch of those recipes we were discussing over on the Central Time Facebook page.